Hello and welcome to the Lifestyled Podcast. I'm your host, Erin, a graphic designer and digital creator, helping you build brand through authentic storytelling and stylish design. On this podcast, you'll find open-minded conversations with creatives and entrepreneurs and discussions around things like mindset, brand building, and so much more. With that said, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, welcome back, my friend, to another week of the podcast. I'm here with a solo episode today, and this episode actually kind of rolls really nicely off of the back of last week's episode. So last week, we talked a little bit about holding resistance in life and resistance, especially in regards to changes. And I, you know, gave my experience just on how I was really holding a lot of resistance and unable to accept or just surrender to my new life and how difficult that whole transition was for me. So a good episode if you want to go back and give that a listen if you haven't already. But today's episode, they definitely go hand in hand. I want to talk about a concept called sunk cost fallacy. Now, this is so interesting because I received so many messages, signs, serendipities, synchronicities, whatever you want to call it, from the universe about sunk cost fallacy all around the same time. It was like I had an entire month of my life where this message just kept getting thrown in my face. I was seeing articles all about it. I even had people in my life mentioning it, people who you would not expect to be talking about that kind of thing. And it was just so wild. Like everywhere I turned, this was just in my face. And I was like, okay, universe, like I get you. I hear you. The messages are coming through strong. So I love reading up on topics like this. I did a little bit of reading on it. And it is just such like a prominent thing that was happening in my life that I was just holding on to so many things that I really needed to let go of because the cost of the things that I was holding on to was starting to outweigh the benefits of these things. So if you're unfamiliar with the whole sunk cost fallacy, I'm going to break it down here for you. So say you've started a project, you decided that you want to redo a piece of furniture, you want to make it more you. So you start to work on it, maybe you're about 2 weeks into the project and it seems like every single step forward you take, something goes wrong. Because of this, you know, unexpected costs keep coming up. Maybe you need to buy new tools. Maybe you need to buy more paint. I don't know. All of these unexpected costs keep coming up. So you continue fixing, you continue redoing and fixing some more. Eventually, it starts to get to a point where you don't even want anything to do with this piece of furniture anymore because after all of the fixing costs, it's still not going to be exactly how you wanted it in the first place. But here's the thing. You decide you're going to keep going with it. You're going to keep pushing through because you've already invested so much of your time, so much of your energy, and you've put in some money with all of those things that you've had to buy to keep this project going. Now, realistically, it probably would be easier for you just to ditch this piece of furniture, you know, rehome it, find something that's better going to suit your needs. But because of all of that money and effort and everything that you feel like you're just in too deep, you can't even fathom that. And that's what they call sunk cost fallacy. So it's when you've already put so much of your time, energy, and effort into something that you don't want to let it go. Like you're having the hardest time letting it go because of all that blood, sweat, and tears. When in reality, if you're looking at things from the present moment or even moving into the future, like maybe that thing doesn't even benefit you anymore. But because of all the past with it, all of that past experience, all of that stuff that you've sunk into it, you just have some sort of attachment to you, whether it's healthy for you, whether it's right for you, whether it's not healthy for you, and you can't seem to move on from it. To sum it all up in a neat little nutshell, it's basically when the costs start outweighing the benefits, and it's the point where we are seeing things through that past lens and what's gone into it rather than tuning in, connecting with ourselves in the present moment and thinking, how is this going to be any benefit to me in the future? Does it still have benefit to me in the future? And how can I sort of shift my life in the process? And I mean, I know I just gave an example with furniture, but this obviously relates to to literally anything in life. And it can be something as small as a movie. Like, you started a movie because everybody said this is the it movie to watch. Everybody's talking about it, and you get maybe 30 minutes in and you're like, this just isn't my cup of tea, but you continue to sit there watching it even though you don't like it, just because other people have said, but because you've also put in that 30 minutes, you're like, well, I might as well just keep going now instead of just turning it off and tuning into something that you actually want to watch. Or same thing with books. Like, you've started a book and you're, you know, maybe 100 pages in and it's just like a total snooze fest, yawn fest, but you continue to go because you've already read that 100 pages. It could be an event. You've already bought tickets for an event, and because you've put down that $20, but now maybe something better has come up. Your friend is throwing a surprise birthday party and you'd rather go to the surprise birthday party, but you've invested your money into going to an event. So you feel like you can't skip out on that event, even though you'd have more fun at the other party. So it's little things like that. It can be little things like the movies, books, or events. It can be big things, relationships. I think this is a huge one. And I think this is something that keeps a lot of us stuck for way longer than maybe we should have, is because you've put so much time and energy and effort into a relationship, whether that's with a significant other, with a family member, with a friend. If you've put like years of work and effort into these relationships, and maybe you've grown and changed as a person, or maybe, you know, there's friction in these relationships and they're just not working out anymore. But because you have that past, that history, you know, years behind you, however long it is, you feel like you have to keep that going, whether it's serving you or not. And of course, you know, this can happen with jobs too. If you've put so much time and energy into a specific job, even a hobby, you just feel like a loser or a failure if you want to quit and put it behind you. I've definitely felt that with my lifestyle blog. I put so much time and energy and effort into my lifestyle blog over the years. It was literally my baby and I had so much fun with it for so many years. But when it started to feel unaligned, I definitely had that sunk cost fallacy. The fact that I had put so much of that effort into it, I couldn't even fathom giving it up, even though I felt such resistance. I felt such unalignment going forward. It was a really, really tough decision, and something that didn't happen overnight either. I mean, I sat on it for probably like a year and a half, 2 years, just being like, what am I doing? At the end of the day, you really have to tune in and know, you know, what is serving me in this present moment. And just because you have put time, energy, and effort into something, it doesn't mean you lose all of that either. Like, you've gained so much from these situations, which is a beautiful thing. It's just time to switch gears, catch a new wave, and flow it out. But it doesn't mean you've lost what you've already put that time and energy and effort into, because I guarantee you, even if you feel like you're getting nothing out of it, at least you've gotten a lesson. At least you've learned something. At least you've learned maybe what not to do in the future. But that all comes into play, into life. It's like leading from one stepping stone to another. I honestly feel like the whole idea of the sunk cost, it kind of clouds our vision of the present moment and it really does keep us from connecting with our intuition. Because in situations like that, I think your ego really takes over and starts telling you all the reasons why you should keep going. You know, we've been doing this for years. We've been doing this for X amount of time. We need to keep doing that. So it's kind of like overriding your intuition. So in moments like that, I really think it is so important to reconnect with yourself, because that's the only way you're going to see clearly. So try to quiet the mind, quiet that chattering down, and feel into what you're truly feeling about a situation. Because the reality is, things change over time, people change over time, and decisions you made last week, you know, last year, even 5 years ago, might not resonate with you now, and that's okay. I actually just had Kathy Heller on the podcast, so that episode is going to be live next week. I'm obsessed with her, so I know you're going to love that episode. She's just phenomenal. But we kind of touched on this topic a little bit, actually, how she was talking about how, you know, if we give ourselves all, we're all like a character. Erin Elizabeth is my character, if you will. And me at 8 years old wore different things, ate different things, did different things. I had different interests, all of it. Versus me at 14 years old, same thing. I was completely different. Versus me at 21, 25 and 30, like completely different person. And I think that's really interesting to think about, and trying to force yourself, like me trying to force myself into 25-year-old Erin, is just not serving me today whatsoever. I mean, I have changed and grown so much since then, and I'm going to continue to change as well. So me in another 5 years is going to look back at me right now and be like, wow, I was completely different then as well, which is such a good thing. It means you are growing. It means you're embracing the change and trying new things and doing new things. And I'd rather look back and be like, wow, look at who I was last year or 5 years ago and see how much growth and change I've had, than be stuck in the same thing day in and day out. Because I don't know, you just don't learn anything from that. Life is like, we're here to have that experience. We're here to learn and grow. Ultimately, that's kind of what leads to, you know, discontent, unhappiness, and misalignment when you're not like following your truth or following those little nudges. So the question is, the big question here, why do we do this to ourselves? And I think as humans, we are often easily run by our emotions. So when we've already invested so much into something, we feel like we're going to be, you know, the feeling of guilt is going to overwhelm us, the feeling of regret, the feeling of wastefulness. And we don't like those negative feelings. So in order to avoid feeling that, we'll just keep going rather than sitting and facing the cold, hard truth and being honest with yourself and letting yourself know that you're just not in alignment with this anymore. It's funny because the more we keep going, like the more we'll continue to invest, the more committed you're going to feel to it. So it's just this funny concept. Like, it's like digging a hole. If you just stopped halfway and walked away, it's fine. But because you're like, well, I'm already halfway done digging this hole, so you're just going to keep digging and digging and digging and digging. But where does it end? Where does the damn hole end? So you have to decide where the hole ends before it consumes you. So yeah, I've done a lot of reflecting lately after having all of those synchronicities come to me at once. I've done a lot of reflecting in my own life, and I have definitely let sunk cost rule a lot of my decisions in many different areas of my life, whether that has been with the smaller things like a movie or a book or a TV show that someone's recommended and I've gotten a couple episodes in and then I'm like, nah, this just, you know, this ain't for me. I'll give you an example, actually. Game of Thrones. I watched a good amount of episodes of Game of Thrones because everybody was just raging about it, and not raging, but raving, raving about it. And yeah, I watched it far too long, even though it just wasn't my thing. And I'm like, why am I still sitting here watching this when I could be doing something that brings me more joy? So that's just a sillier example. But I mean, I've also had bigger experiences in life. I've definitely had that with relationships. I have definitely had that with my lifestyle blog. That was definitely a big one lately that I've kind of had to come to terms with and be completely honest with myself about. Yeah, I'm just trying to look at it all, like flip the switch a little bit and look at everything as a learning experience, especially with those bigger things. But also realizing that your past, everything you've learned, everything you've experienced, all the people you've met, that never goes away. That's always going to be there. And I had to start looking at my lifestyle blog and everything like that. The people I've been able to meet along the way, the experiences I've been able to have, all of it, like the skills I've learned along the way, none of that is going anywhere. And if anything, that is just a huge benefit to me moving forward and switching into something that is more aligned. Because now I know more of what I want. And I also know what I don't really want anymore and what isn't working for me. Having those experiences, even if you're just learning step by step what you don't want, you're like, actually, that isn't for me. That's a great thing. That is so great, because now you can just pack that away in a nice little box and push it to the side and keep moving forward. Even if the only thing you're gaining from any of these experiences is what you don't like, that is perfect. That's so good, because that's leading you to something that you do like, or that's getting you one step closer to being more in alignment, living in your truth, and going on with the path of life. So don't think of anything that you've done as a waste, because it's not. It's just not. That is what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. And I think this is a really important concept to keep in mind just for everything in life. And maybe if you are feeling a touch of resistance somewhere, maybe it's because you're holding on to something that doesn't really serve you anymore, but you're scared to let it go because of time, energy, money, effort, things that you've put into it. So just be honest with yourself. I think that's the best thing that we can do. So a question that I want to leave you with from today's episode, a good one to journal on, is when have you let sunk cost dictate your decision? When have you kept going with something, even though you should have packed it up last week, last year, 5 years ago, and get really honest with yourself? I think that's a really good one to journal on. Like, where are you feeling that resistance and where could you be making changes? Are you holding on to something just because of what you've already put into it, even though it doesn't even bring joy to you anymore? That's today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram. Everything will be linked in the show notes. And also, if you want to give the podcast a little rating and review, I always appreciate that as well. But other than that, I will catch you next week.